The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Book of Five Rings is a classic text written by the legendary swordsman Miyamoto Musashi. It was written in 1645 and has been studied ever since by martial artists, business people, and anyone looking to gain insight into strategy and tactics. The book is divided into five sections: ground book, water book, fire book, wind book, and void book. Each section focuses on different aspects of strategy. In the ground book, Musashi discusses the fundamentals of sword fighting, such as posture and footwork. He also talks about how to use your environment to your advantage when engaging an opponent in battle. In addition, he emphasizes that one should always be prepared for any situation they may encounter. The Water Book focuses on timing and distance when it comes to combat. Musashi explains that one must understand their opponent's movements before making a move themselves in order to gain an advantage over them. He also stresses the importance of being able to read your opponent's intentions so you can anticipate their next move. The Fire Book deals with attacking techniques such as thrusts or slashes with a sword or other weapon. Musashi explains how important it is not only to attack but also defend yourself at all times during combat situations so you don't get caught off guard by your opponent's attacks. In the Wind Book, Musashi talks about strategies for winning battles without actually engaging in physical combat if possible. This includes psychological warfare such as using deception or intimidation against an enemy instead of relying solely on brute force alone. Finally, there is the Void Book, which covers topics like meditation and spiritual awareness, which are essential components for mastering martial arts according to Musashi's teachings. He believes that having inner peace will help one become more aware of their surroundings, thus allowing them make better decisions during battle situations. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Accept reality. Musashi encourages readers to accept reality and not be swayed by illusions. He believes that by accepting reality, one can gain a better understanding of the world and be better prepared to face any situation. Main idea number 2. Overcome fear. Musashi advises readers to overcome their fear and to be brave in the face of adversity. He believes that by facing one's fears, one can become stronger and more confident in their abilities. Main idea number 3. Develop strategy. Musashi emphasizes the importance of developing a strategy in order to be successful in any endeavor. He believes that by having a plan, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 4. Be prepared. Musashi encourages readers to be prepared for any situation and to always be ready to act. He believes that by being prepared, one can be better equipped to handle any situation. Main idea number 5. Be flexible. Musashi advises readers to be flexible and to be able to adapt to any situation. He believes that by being flexible, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 6. Understand your opponent. Musashi emphasizes the importance of understanding one's opponent in order to be successful. He believes that by understanding one's opponent, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 7. Be patient. Musashi encourages readers to be patient and to not rush into any situation. He believes that by being patient, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 8. Be disciplined. Musashi advises readers to be disciplined and to practice self-control. He believes that by being disciplined, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 9. Be observant. Musashi emphasizes the importance of being observant and to pay attention to one's surroundings. He believes that by being observant, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 10. Be focused. Musashi encourages readers to be focused and to stay on task. He believes that by being focused, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 11. Be resourceful. Musashi advises readers to be resourceful and to make use of any resources available. He believes that by being resourceful, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 12. Be confident. Musashi emphasizes the importance of being confident and to believe in oneself. He believes that by being confident, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 13. Be courageous. Musashi encourages readers to be courageous and to not be afraid to take risks. He believes that by being courageous, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 14. Be humble. Musashi advises readers to be humble and to not be arrogant. He believes that by being humble, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 15. Be respectful. Musashi emphasizes the importance of being respectful and to treat others with respect. He believes that by being respectful, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 16. Be open-minded. Musashi encourages readers to be open-minded and to be willing to consider different perspectives. He believes that by being open-minded, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 17. Be honest. Musashi advises readers to be honest and to always tell the truth. He believes that by being honest, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 18. Be wise. Musashi emphasizes the importance of being wise and to think before acting. He believes that by being wise, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 19. Be diligent. Musashi encourages readers to be diligent and to work hard. He believes that by being diligent, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main idea number 20. Be compassionate. Musashi advises readers to be compassionate and to treat others with kindness. He believes that by being compassionate, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to accept reality and not be swayed by illusions. He believes that accepting reality is the key to gaining a better understanding of the world and being better prepared for any situation. According to Musashi, when we accept reality as it is, without trying to change or deny it, we can gain insight into our own lives and those around us. We can also learn how best to respond in difficult situations. Musashi argues that if we try too hard to escape from reality or ignore its existence altogether, then we will never truly understand ourselves or others. Instead of running away from what life throws at us, he suggests that we should embrace it with an open mind and heart so that we can make sense of our experiences and use them as learning opportunities. By accepting reality instead of denying it or wishing for something different, Musashi believes that one can become more aware of their surroundings and develop greater self-awareness. This awareness allows us to make wiser decisions in all aspects of life, from relationships with others to career choices, and ultimately leads us towards a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 2. Miyamoto Musashi advises readers to overcome their fear and be brave in the face of adversity. He believes that by facing one's fears, one can become stronger and more confident in their abilities. To do this, he suggests taking small steps towards conquering your fears. Start with something manageable and work up from there until you have conquered all of your fears. This could mean starting with a simple task like speaking up in class or going for a walk alone at night. Musashi also encourages readers to practice mindfulness when it comes to overcoming fear. Instead of letting fear take control, focus on being present in the moment and accepting whatever emotions come up without judgment or resistance. By doing this, we can learn how to better manage our reactions so that we don't let our fear dictate our actions. Finally, Musashi emphasizes the importance of having faith in yourself as well as others around you. Believe that you are capable of achieving anything if you put your mind to it and trust those who are helping you along the way. With enough courage and determination, anyone can overcome their fears. Main idea number 3. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of developing a strategy in order to be successful. He believes that having a plan is essential for facing any challenge, and it should be tailored to each individual situation. A good strategy requires careful consideration of one's own strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of their opponents. It also involves understanding the environment in which the battle will take place, including terrain, weather conditions, and other factors that could influence the outcome. Musashi advises that when creating a strategy, one should consider both short-term goals and long-term objectives. Short-term goals are important for achieving immediate success, while long-term objectives provide direction for future endeavors. Additionally, he suggests taking into account potential risks associated with any action taken so that they can be minimized or avoided altogether. Finally, Musashi stresses the importance of being flexible when executing a strategy. Plans may need to change depending on how events unfold during battle or negotiations. By remaining open to new ideas and adapting quickly to changing circumstances, one can remain ahead of their opponents. Main idea number 4. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be prepared for any situation and to always be ready to act. He believes that by being prepared, one can gain the upper hand in any situation. According to Musashi, preparation is key when it comes to success in life. Being prepared means having a plan of action and knowing what steps need to be taken in order for one's goals or objectives to be achieved. Musashi also emphasizes the importance of mental preparation as well as physical readiness. He advises his readers not only on how they should prepare their bodies but also how they should train their minds so that they are able to think quickly and make decisions without hesitation. By doing this, he believes that people will have an advantage over those who are unprepared. In addition, Musashi stresses the importance of staying focused on one's goal no matter what obstacles may arise along the way. He encourages his readers not only to stay physically and mentally prepared but also emotionally resilient so that they can remain steadfast even when faced with adversity. Main idea number 5. Miyamoto Musashi advises readers to be flexible and to be able to adapt to any situation. He believes that by being flexible, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Flexibility is key in order to stay ahead of the competition and remain successful. Being able to adjust quickly and effectively when faced with a new problem or obstacle is essential in order for one's plans and strategies to succeed. Musashi also emphasizes the importance of having an open mind when it comes to learning new skills or techniques. By being willing to learn from others, we can gain valuable insight into different approaches which could help us become more effective in our own endeavors. Additionally, having an open mind allows us the opportunity to explore different ideas without feeling restricted by preconceived notions. Finally, Musashi encourages readers not only be flexible but also have courage when facing difficult situations. Having courage gives us strength during times of adversity as well as confidence in ourselves that we will overcome whatever obstacles come our way. Main idea number 6. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of understanding one's opponent in order to be successful. He believes that by studying and analyzing an opponent, one can gain insight into their strengths and weaknesses, as well as their strategies and tactics. This knowledge can then be used to create a plan of attack or defense against them. By understanding your opponent, you are better prepared for any challenge they may present. Musashi also stresses the importance of being able to read an opponent's body language and movements during battle. By observing how they move, where they place their feet, how they hold their weapons, etc., one can gain valuable information about what kind of strategy or tactic the enemy is likely to use next. Knowing this ahead of time gives you a distinct advantage over your foe. Finally, Musashi encourages his readers to think beyond just physical combat when it comes to understanding opponents, He suggests that we should also consider psychological warfare such as intimidation or deception in order to gain an edge over our adversaries. By using these techniques alongside physical prowess on the battlefield, we can become even more formidable warriors. Main idea number 7. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be patient and take their time when facing any challenge. He believes that by being patient, one can better prepare themselves for whatever may come. Musashi states that patience is the foundation of all strategy, and that it is important to not rush into a situation without first considering all possible outcomes. Musashi also emphasizes the importance of taking your time in order to gain insight into an opponent's weaknesses or strengths. By being patient, one can observe their opponents carefully and plan accordingly. This allows them to make more informed decisions, which will ultimately lead to greater success. Finally, patience helps us stay focused on our goals and objectives rather than getting distracted by short-term gains or losses. It gives us the opportunity to think through our actions before we act upon them so that we can make sure they are beneficial in the long run. Main idea number 8. Miyamoto Musashi advises readers to be disciplined and practice self-control. He believes that by being disciplined, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Discipline is essential in order to stay focused on the task at hand and not get distracted or overwhelmed by external factors. It also helps us develop a sense of responsibility towards our goals and objectives, as well as an understanding of how our actions affect others. Discipline requires dedication and commitment. It is not something that comes easily or quickly. We must be willing to put in the effort necessary to achieve success, even when we don't feel like doing so. This means setting aside time each day for practice, studying, or whatever else needs to be done in order to reach our goals. Additionally, discipline involves making sacrifices such as giving up certain activities or habits which could potentially distract us from achieving what we want. By developing a strong sense of discipline within ourselves, we can become more organized and efficient with our time management skills while also becoming more resilient when faced with difficult situations. Ultimately, this will help us lead happier lives filled with greater purpose and meaning. Main idea number 9. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of being observant and paying attention to one's surroundings. He believes that by doing so, one can be better prepared for any challenge they may face. Being observant means taking in all the details around you, from your environment to the people you interact with. It also involves actively listening and engaging with what is happening around you. By doing this, it allows us to gain a deeper understanding of our situation and how we should respond. Musashi encourages us to use our observations as a way of learning more about ourselves and others. We can learn from observing how other people act or react in certain situations, which can help us develop strategies for dealing with similar scenarios in our own lives. Additionally, by being aware of our environment, we are able to anticipate potential problems before they arise. Being observant is an important skill that helps us stay alert and informed about what is going on around us. It enables us to make better decisions based on accurate information rather than assumptions or guesswork. Ultimately, it gives us an advantage when facing challenges because we have already taken into account all possible variables. Main idea number 10. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be focused and stay on task. He believes that by being focused, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Musashi emphasizes the importance of having a clear goal in mind and staying dedicated to achieving it. He also stresses the need for discipline and consistency when striving towards a goal. Musashi argues that focus is essential in order to achieve success. He states that without focus, one will become easily distracted or overwhelmed by their tasks, leading them away from their goals. Furthermore, he suggests that focusing on one thing at a time allows us to give our full attention and effort into completing each task efficiently. In addition, Musashi advises readers not to get too caught up in small details or minor setbacks along the way, as these can lead us off track from our main objective. Instead, he recommends maintaining an overall vision of what we want to accomplish while still paying attention to detail. Overall, Miyamoto Musashi's advice is timeless: be focused. By keeping our eyes on the prize and dedicating ourselves fully towards achieving it with discipline and consistency, we are sure to reach success no matter how difficult the journey may be. Main idea number 11. Miyamoto Musashi's advice to be resourceful is timeless and applicable in any situation. He believes that by being creative and making use of all available resources, one can better prepare themselves for whatever challenge they may face. Being resourceful means taking advantage of the knowledge, skills, tools, and materials at your disposal to create something new or solve a problem. It also involves having an open mind and being willing to try different approaches until you find the best solution. Resourcefulness requires creativity as well as discipline. You must be able to think outside the box while still staying focused on achieving your goal. Additionally, it's important to stay organized so that you don't waste time searching for what you need when it comes time to act. Finally, it's essential not only to make use of existing resources but also look for ways in which those resources can be improved upon. By following Miyamoto Musashi's advice and being resourceful, we can become more prepared for any challenge life throws our way. We should strive each day to make use of all available resources in order to achieve success. Main idea number 12. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of being confident and believing in oneself. He believes that by having confidence, one can be better prepared to face any challenge. According to Musashi, confidence is the foundation of victory. It is a state of mind that allows you to take on any situation with courage and determination. Musashi also stresses the importance of self-discipline when striving for success. He states, "Self-discipline is essential if you want to achieve anything worthwhile in life. It requires dedication and hard work, but will ultimately lead to greater rewards than those achieved through luck or chance alone." Finally, Musashi encourages us not to be afraid of failure, as it can often lead us closer towards our goals. Failure should not be seen as an obstacle, but rather as an opportunity for growth and learning. If we are willing to learn from our mistakes, then we can use them as stepping stones toward success. Main idea number 13. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be courageous and take risks. He believes that by being brave, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Musashi states that courage is the foundation of all other virtues, and without it, no great achievement can be accomplished. He also emphasizes the importance of having a strong will and determination in order to succeed. Musashi further explains that courage does not mean recklessness or foolishness; rather, it means having the strength to confront fear and uncertainty with confidence. He advises readers to think carefully before taking action so as not to make rash decisions which could lead them into danger or harm's way. In the Book of Five Rings, Miyamoto Musashi urges us to have faith in ourselves and our abilities while remaining humble enough to recognize our own limitations. By embracing courage, we can become more resilient when faced with difficult situations and ultimately achieve success. Main idea number 14. Miyamoto Musashi's advice to be humble is one of the most important lessons in his book, The Book of Five Rings. He believes that by being humble and not arrogant, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Humility allows us to remain open-minded and receptive to new ideas and perspectives, which can help us become more successful in our endeavors. Humility also helps us stay grounded when we experience success or failure. It prevents us from becoming too proud or too discouraged when things don't go as planned. Instead, it encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and learn from our mistakes so that we can continue growing. Finally, humility enables us to recognize the strengths of others without feeling threatened or jealous. This allows us to build strong relationships with those around us while still maintaining a sense of self-respect. Main idea number 15. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of being respectful and treating others with respect. He believes that by showing respect to those around us, we can better prepare ourselves for any challenge that may come our way. According to Musashi, when we show respect to others, it helps us develop a sense of humility and understanding, which allows us to be more open-minded in our approach towards life's challenges. Musashi also stresses the importance of respecting one another's opinions and beliefs. By doing so, he believes that we can create an environment where everyone is able to express their thoughts without fear or judgment. This creates a space where people are free to share ideas and collaborate on solutions together. Ultimately, Musashi encourages us all to practice being respectful in order for us all to live harmoniously with each other. Respectful behavior not only benefits those around you but also yourself, as it helps build strong relationships between individuals while allowing them the opportunity for personal growth. Main idea number 16. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be open-minded and to consider different perspectives. He believes that by being open-minded, one can gain a better understanding of the world around them and be more prepared for any challenge they may face. Musashi states that the way of strategy is the way of nature, meaning that we should strive to understand our environment in order to make informed decisions. By taking into account all possible angles and viewpoints, we can develop a deeper understanding of our surroundings. Musashi also emphasizes the importance of having an inquisitive mind when it comes to learning new things. He advises us not only to observe but also question what we see in order to gain further insight into any given situation or problem. This allows us to think critically about our choices and come up with creative solutions. Finally, Musashi stresses the need for flexibility when dealing with difficult situations or people. We must remain open-minded even if something does not fit within our preconceived notions or beliefs. This will allow us to adapt quickly and effectively as circumstances change. Main idea number 17. Miyamoto Musashi's advice to readers in the Book of Five Rings is to be honest and always tell the truth. He believes that by being honest, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Honesty allows us to confront our fears and weaknesses head-on, rather than trying to hide them or ignore them. It also helps us build trust with others, as we are seen as reliable and trustworthy when we speak honestly. Honesty also gives us a sense of integrity. It allows us to stand up for what we believe in without fear of judgment or criticism from others. We can take pride in knowing that our words are true and genuine, which will help guide our decisions throughout life. Furthermore, honesty encourages self-reflection. It forces us to look inwardly at ourselves so that we can identify areas where improvement is needed. Ultimately, Musashi's advice on honesty serves as an important reminder: no matter how difficult the situation may seem, telling the truth is always the best course of action. By being honest with ourselves and those around us, we can create a more positive environment both within ourselves and outwards into society. Main idea number 18. Miyamoto Musashi emphasizes the importance of being wise and thinking before acting. He believes that wisdom is essential in order to be prepared for any challenge or situation one may face. According to Musashi, wisdom can help us make better decisions and understand our environment more clearly. It also allows us to anticipate potential problems and develop strategies for dealing with them. Musashi encourages his readers to take time to reflect on their actions before they act upon them. He advises that we should consider all possible outcomes of a decision before making it, as well as how our choices will affect others around us. By doing this, we can ensure that our decisions are made with thoughtfulness and care. In addition, Musashi stresses the importance of learning from experience rather than relying solely on knowledge gained through books or other sources. He believes that by taking the time to observe what has happened in similar situations in the past, we can gain valuable insight into how best to approach current challenges. Ultimately, Miyamoto Musashi's advice is timeless: be wise when making decisions and think carefully about your actions before you take them. With wisdom comes greater understanding of ourselves and those around us, and ultimately a better chance at success. Main idea number 19. Miyamoto Musashi encourages readers to be diligent in their pursuits. He believes that by being diligent and working hard, one can better prepare themselves for any challenge they may face. Musashi states that the way of the warrior is resolute acceptance of death, meaning that a person must accept the fact that life is short and unpredictable, and use this knowledge to work diligently towards their goals. Musashi also emphasizes the importance of practice and repetition when it comes to honing one's skills. He writes, "You should investigate this thoroughly, so you will not have any doubts. Practice repeatedly until you can do it without thinking." This advice applies not only to martial arts but also to all aspects of life. If we are willing to put in the effort required for success, then our chances of achieving our goals increase significantly. Finally, Musashi reminds us that diligence requires patience as well as perseverance. He says, "Do not think dishonestly. Distinguish between gain and loss in worldly matters. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world." In other words, we must remain humble while striving for greatness. With enough dedication and determination, anything is possible. Main idea number 20. Miyamoto Musashi's advice to be compassionate is timeless and wise. He believes that by being kind and understanding towards others, we can better prepare ourselves for any challenge life throws our way. Compassion allows us to see the world from a different perspective, one which may help us find solutions to difficult problems or conflicts. It also helps us build strong relationships with those around us, as it shows them that we care about their feelings and experiences. Compassion does not mean sacrificing our own needs in order to please others. Rather, it means taking into account the feelings of those around us while still standing up for what we believe in. By showing compassion towards others, we are able to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Musashi's words remind us that kindness should always come first when dealing with people. We must strive to treat each other with respect and empathy if we want our lives, and the lives of those around us, to be filled with joy and peace. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.